Blog Talk Radio.
Dance. I don't know why I'm loving that song so much.
I know, right? And I usually don't like Kesha at all.
I don't. I don't like Kesha.
Oh, there goes the Twitter.
But, you know, that's been happening all morning, even when it has nothing to do with the. For some reason, I'm hooked up. I'll get like 4 o'clock in the morning.
No, we all people sleep all night long. Like, do y'all sleep at all?
I tell you who doesn't sleep. Those people over at Seismic do not sleep.
Ooh,
wow.
I almost crashed there for a second. I think we all just crashed.
All right, Kesha.
All right.
Kesha, be quiet. as we're listening to the smooth sounds of Ginger and Corey.
Yay!
This is Lunch with Ginger and Corey.
Corey.
I love you, Corey. Mwah. I love you, too. Oh, we almost made Snow cry yesterday, by the way.
Snow. We love you, Snow.
She's going to cut me for 10. She's going to cut me. Oh, my. I'm imagining the cutting and how it's going to go down. So, I have new vitamins. I am extremely hyper. And amazingly
really
alert.
Hyper.
Yeah, I'm amazingly alert. And I finally looked at the pictures from that crazy furry wedding.
Uh-huh.
Damn, I'm good.
You are, too. I mean, I know you are. I've seen your picture.
Yeah, I'm brushing my shoulders off a la Jay-Z style, just so y'all know. So you know. So much news, so little time. Look, see, I'm all over the place. You
so
see how?
So much news. Oh, my gosh, yes.
How random I am? Yeah, this is what happens when I get vitamins and I got some sleep.
I did not.
Why?
Somebody was being crazy.
All right, let me get the machete. I'll be over there in a minute, Ginger.
All right, you bring the machete.
I'm all good for a lovely early morning cutting. Those are the best kind.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so excited. Oh, God. So I have to tell them, because I already told Ginger. Did I tell you, Ginger? Yes, I did, because I'm crazy. Okay, so you guys know. Have you seen our fashion section that we keep up with every day? Yeah, what's going on in Second Life? Supposed to be other places, too, but we're expanding slowly but surely. But we got to tell you, you've heard us talking about the mesh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm posting up today pictures I took last night of the mesh. Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Oh, I bet so.
I don't know the price. I don't want to look at the price because I don't want to have to hawk things or.
I know. And for the really good stuff right now, it's so expensive. And I'm like, I want it. But then I remember nobody's even using Right Viewers yet. So.
I don't really care. I'm going to push the issue because we lead the trends. We start them. We don't follow them over
this
here.
This is
Gaming
true.
So,
this is very true.
I told my friend that last night. I got her the same dress I was telling you about. And she says, I can't even see it. And I says, well, that's your problem, because when I go buy my clothes, if you can't see me, that's it's all on you. You trying to play and roam around and role play with me or trying to hit me, you know, while we're playing Assassin's Creed, you can't see me? All on you.
Yep, all on you.
Get a new viewer. Keep up.
Ooh, that gives me an idea.
Mm-hmm. Play Assassin's Creed and wear the mesh so they can't see you.
just without the mesh. All you need is that underlayer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the alpha layer. Yeah, but some of it only covers parts of your body, so you'd have to get a really good... Oh, you know what? Without the viewer, it doesn't matter. Okay, you made a point. You made a good point. It is so on this weekend. And they have that new DNA thing in Assassin's Creed. Oh, it's on. Some of you...
Ooh, that's hot.
Mm-hmm. Some of you are going to rue the day.
Rue the day. I love you, Corey. You're such...
This is as loud as my voice goes, by the way, is why I'm talking. Oh, this is it. This is as loud as you get today. All right, so we get to do some news. Maybe
news.
My voice will come back.
I guess they did show up for some news, didn't they?
They did, I think.
All right, well, I guess I will jump in. GamePolitics.com this morning, reporting from San Diego GamePolitics. What is this? New Humble Bundle includes Frozen Bite games. It's time to raid the couch cushions again because the Humble Bundle is back with a bundle of games you can pay what you like for, unless you like to pay zero or less, in which in case you can sod off. That's hilarious.
UK people, I love you.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this time it's the Humble Frozen Synopses bundle, and it contains, as you might expect, Frozen Snops and its soundtrack.
Wait, did you say Frozen Snops?
A synopsy.
Oh.
Yeah, I lose my voice. Synopsy. S-Y-N-A-P-S-E.
Okay. Snaps, girl.
Snaps. Thank you. Snaps. Frozen Snaps. Thank you. Yeah.
Most welcome.
All right, so where was I? Pay as much or as little as you like. Again, as long as it's something. And the normal $25 turn-based strategy game is yours. Your purchase can be divided up between the developers, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, Child's Play Charity, or even Humble Bundle itself. But how it gets divvied up is entirely to you. Pay above the average price the bundle is currently going for, $4.38 as of this writing, and you'll also receive the Humble Frozen Byte bundle, which includes Trine, Shadowgrounds, and Shadowgrounds Survivor. As an added bonus, you'll also receive the currently in development Splot as soon as it's released, and Jack Claw, a prototype of a canceled Frozen Byte game. Each game is DRM-free, ooh, we like that, and will run on PC, Mac, or Linux. Previous Humble Bundles have raised over $2 million for charity. The current Humble Bundle has pulled in over $190,000 in just a few hours.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. The Humble Frozen Synapse and Frozen Byte Bundles will be available at Humble Bundle for the next 2 weeks.
That is amazing.
Yes, that is amazing.
Oh, Jay Dukes, here he goes.
Jay!
Since I can't even enjoy the sandwich without Ginger talking about Frozen Snot.
That wasn't me this time. That was all Corey.
What? What?
It was Corey.
See how y'all just blame me for everything?
Well, all Corey's fault. Oh my God, I'm going to lose my voice.
Yeah, I have none. All right, so you guys have your A game is what they're saying to the Android. Street Ball is now available for Android. Join the millions of fans who's already taking it to the streets. With close to 2 million downloads from Apple's App Store, Street Ball is now available on the Android market. And yes, I am aware I sound like a sex phone operator. Thank you. And Street Ball players have the chance to stand off against each other in the toughest environment on the streets. The game itself features three modes of play, 2-on-2, 1st-to-21, and horse. And that's an acronym. RSE, and both 2-on-2 and 1st-to-21. Two teams battle in either a timed game or a no-holds-barred 1st-to-21 wins. In horse, players match shots against the AI by tracing shapes with their finger in order to duplicate the opponent's last shot. To inexperienced players, Street Ball also comes with an on-court tutorial to practice and prepare them for action on the streets. And with its intuitive controls and accuracy meter, this game is fun, addicting, and a keeper on everyone's phone. Street Ball, of course, is available for download on the Android market, and we'll be putting up that link for you shortly. Ginger, you want this
one? No.
I suppose I shall ask the Blastinator if he'd like it, if he has time. Because he's been begging for an Android. Give me a game. Give me an Android game. Give me an Android game. I'm ready. I got my new Android phone. I'm ready. Give it to me. What do you got?
Blaster, you, yeah.
He needs to come.
No, I'm sorry. Street Ball does not sound like anything. Okay, what have we got? Oh, we've got Unholiness, apparently.
Wow.
GamePolitics.com again this morning. Yeah, there's not much from there. I'm just going to pull. Right, so what have we got? Forbes says, new Activision promotion, nothing short of unholy. Mm-hmm. All right, so an article in Forbes calls a new promotion from Pepsi and Activision nothing short of unholy. The promotion Rank Up XP gives Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 players extra time in-game to earn double experience by purchasing Pepsi products, Doritos, and Mountain Dew, and redeeming codes from the packaging. Experience various allotments of time. A 20-ounce Mountain Dew will earn the players 15 minutes, for example. And here's why the author thinks this is wrong. Why is this a problem? Because XP is everything in these games, and whoever has more of it first is at a distinct advantage in the game. More XP, especially when the game is new, means more weapons, more perks, more attachments, more killstreaks, and subsequently, usually more wins. offering double XP to someone who purchases Pepsi products is selling out about as much as you can. And for a franchise that's already been accused of pushing the limits with elite monthly membership and overpriced math packs, it goes to show that Activision will exploit its fans in any way they can. True mother flipping story.
You know, what's ironic about that is nobody is saying anything about the fact that EA is using Sports Illustrated models and partnering with them to hand out magazines. That's also selling out. Just want to point that out to you, interested out there. So I'm not going to be mad at Activision. If you're not going to say anything to EA, then why be mad at Activision?
I'm going to roll my eyes at both of them because I don't play either one of their games.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So he goes on to say that this particular campaign is a new low for an industry that wants to keep digging. He makes a valid point in saying that giving players advantages for buying Pepsi products at launch is wrong simply because it imbalances the game. Maybe Activision has a way for balancing out the probable effects this influx of double XP will likely have, but the writer says, I can't imagine what that might be.
Well, it's no different, ironically, and I'm not siding with them. I don't want to put that out there, but it's no different than when MMOs come out, they'd give you special weapons, and people were angry because they couldn't pre-order whatever happened. So, and also, when Halo came out, didn't we get some stuff if you got a Halo Mountain Dew or something? I have one of those cans in my closet still, if nobody got those chances.
That sounds familiar, but...
I don't know, but...
I didn't get into Halo until later, after...
You didn't play Halo 3?
Oh, Halo 3, yes. Okay, my bad.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That was the one they were handing out in cans that I kept that I'm going to put on eBay in about 2 years. I got to wait till they stop making them, if they ever do. Can you stop making them so I can get the money?
Making them, please.
I need the money.
I know, and what was it, two years ago, I guess now, WoW had a promotion where they were, was it with 7-Up, Sprite? So anyways, they came out with some kind, Pizza Hut too, but there was some kind of soda drink in a plastic bottle that you could buy at the store. And you were able to turn those into points or something. You got special stuff from it. I didn't buy any, so I don't remember what it was. I got the little pet, and that was all. I was happy.
And she stole it.
They came with little battle bots.
Yeah, see how she agreed with me? Yes. And she stole it. She went in the store, she snatched it off the side of the can, and she didn't buy the drink. That's what I do.
Yeah, it was little battle bots. And you went to their website every day, and you did the little daily whatever it was, and they gave you fuel for your little battle bots, red or blue. And then if you ran across somebody who had their battle bot out and it had blue fuel in it, you put your red fuel in your battle bot and they would fight.
Aww.
It was awesome. They were so cute.
Okay, well, EA, speaking of EA and their craziness, I don't know why they think anybody's going to go for this. And if you do go for it, I'm going to say you're on the not smart side of the line. EA is planning to launch advertising data service for marketers. They've announced that they'll be launching a new advertising data analysis tool suite for marketers, which is due to be revealed during the New York's Advertising Week. The Legend Campaign Insights Suite will provide data on demographics and metric data, as well as allowing users to evaluate the effectiveness of campaigns being run in games like iPhone, Scrabble, and Madden NFL on console. EA claims that the potential audience reach of its users is 300 million across all platforms, providing an audience which is highly engaged with the medium. EA increased its worldwide audience reach by 30% this year across its mobile, social, online, and console products. Combining that jump in reach with the launch of EA Legends put us in perfect position to compete directly for ad dollars that have traditionally gone to TV. Your VP of Global Media Solutions, Dave Madden. EA Legends gives us an edge by providing marketers with actionable insights across all of our platforms and a complete view into how their campaigns are driving engagement with customers. The suite will combine both internal and third-party data sources to provide analysis to anybody running a campaign on EA property. Don't do this, people. Do not. This is just a way for them to have their hand in your pocket so they can see what you're doing and then at some point turn around and go, you know what? We're not doing this anymore now that we got all your data.
And that's not hot.
Thanks for the help. And we'll be buying you out next week and putting you out of business. Fire all of you. So, no, don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Don't do it.
Don't fall for it.
Don't do it. Okay. Ginger. I got other news. I must. May I?
Okay. Go ahead.
Eurogamer has the details for a Zelda Skyward Sword plot detail.
What do they got?
Okay, they've detailed airborne. This is going to be an airborne Zelda adventure. Skyward Sword's introductory hours and the initial faces Link will encounter on his latest quest. Skyward Sword, described as one of the biggest projects in the history of Nintendo software development, is a prequel. To all the existing Zelda titles. Yes.
Ooh.
Story elements in the game lay the foundation for events that occur throughout the rest of the entire series. So if you all are going to be like me and be screaming, oh, God, I remember that. Okay, so one such plot thread, of course, is the creation of the Master Sword, the series' iconic weapon that has been passed to numerous heroes throughout the franchise's 25-year history. In Skyward Sword, Link and Zelda are childhood friends who have always shared a special bond in Zelda. Stay away from my man. Events in the game see their pair adding even more depth to their relationship. Link, don't do it. New characters include Groose, the local bully, and Link's rival, who plays a significant role early in the game. He tries to best Link's bird-flying skills and muscle in on our hero's chances with Zelda, just like I would. There's also be Zelda's father, Gipora, and he's also Link and Zelda's school headmaster. They refer to him for knowledge and information on the history of Skyloft, and Link's journey to assemble the Master Sword begins with him obtaining the Goddess Sword, the motion plus control blade Link raises skyward throughout every game. Y'all know that. Da-da-da-da, when he holds it up. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm getting too excited. Anyway, you can pop over to Eurogamer to check out a little bit of a trailer. We might actually have it too, but I'm not sure. I got so much stuff here. But if you're wondering, when is the release date? What story is going to be in November, on the Wii at least, in Europe, but not here. As far as I know, if we get any more details, we'll let you know. I'm so excited to know the details. Oh, my God. Awesome. Prequel.
That does sound.
Yeah, prequel. Didn't see. Mm-hmm.
No. And that sounds so nice.
Wait a minute.
Jay Dukes
is saying, why does he say stuff to us? Why does
Jay, what are you saying? Jay?
Why, Jay?
I still see something about the sandwich. Okay. So, my go. Rusty Hearth gives players what they've been asking for with the first major update, Awakening. Uh-huh. All right. So, Perfect World Entertainment, da-da-da-da-da. If you want to see them on NASDAQ, it's PWRD, announces Awakening, the first major content update for Rusty Hearth. It's hack-and-slash dungeon crawler MMORPG, which will be available on October 11th, 2011. This major addition to the fast-paced beat-em-up game features content that will uncover the history of Curtis Castle and expand the areas in the Cathedral Hub. In the areas in the Cathedral Hub world, including an increased level cap to level 30, brand new dungeons, a second underground training facility, hundreds of new items, several new skills and weapons for each character, as well as over 120 new rich quests that will allow players to uncover more of Rusty Hearth's lore and storyline. In search of signs of Lord Vlad and his missing fiancée, Franz and his heroic friends unintentionally resurrect Thanatos, an ancient demon of death, from a sealed statue. While the group is pushed towards a forced alliance with Thanatos, another internal conflict begins as Lord Curtis, the last mortal tyrant of Curtis Castle, raises from the grave with a raging surge to expel Lord Vlad, leader of the vampire armies, and all intruders that stand in his way.
When are we going to get the vampire game where you get to be the vampire and you get to bite the people and all that stuff again? Why? What is Vampire the Masquerade was an awesome game. Why did we not get another one? Sucks.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Mark Hill, game producer for Rusty Hearth, says, since the simultaneous open beta launch and full release for Rusty Hearth less than a month ago, players can't get enough of the game and have been asking for more exciting content. Now players will need to be ready to do their very best to conquer the game's new dungeons that also feature sub-dungeons within themselves, while defeating new and stronger epic bosses with abilities to viciously attack from below, deliver freezing blasts, and summon healing minions. Among a slew of exciting features and a plethora of new content, the Awakening update highlights new dungeons to raid and dominate. We've got Steamworks. Ooh, that sounds awesome. I like Steam. Battle Lord Vlad's comrades, and be very careful as you step into a world of machinery and traps. This maze of broken pipes releases hot fumes and poisonous gases that require nerves of steel. And then there's collapsed halls. Overthrow enemies lurking in the shadows while navigating your way through the halls of ruins. Rumor has it that those who have entered have never returned, yet can still be seen wandering these halls. And then we've got public battles, haunted with wicked minions. Find your way through these public baths, haunted with wicked minions. Find your way through these baths without losing your towel or your cool as you encounter a variety of mean bosses, including giant ogres, archers, and well-equipped shark men.
Well-equipped shark men. Rawr.
Yeah, in the bath. That's exactly what I was thinking. All right, and then we've got the guest villa. Guest villa. Meet new tenants and discover the reason for the unfurnished renovations on this warehouse turned into a cryptic villa. All right, so you new players that want more details, you can head over to rustyhearts.perfectworld.com or head over to gamingatrix.com this morning. I'm pretty sure I have this up for you. Go check it out.
No one, you can't make me.
You should. Gaming Matrix is awesome. We've got all kinds of stuff. We've got free stuff. Oh, we may. I don't know.
We do have some free stuff.
We do have some free stuff.
But it's all fine. Don't be asking for it just yet. Yes, I know.
Yes. We've got all kinds of awesome stuff. We've got stories. We've got fashion. We got everything.
Have
your way.
Well, it looks like on live, you're second-class citizens, apparently. Why?
Tinder, I'm muted. I'm all like, why am I second class?
This is from our peoples over at GI.biz. Newly launched streaming games on service on live has become the number two method of digital distribution for PC games, according to the publisher feedback. Steve Perlman, CEO, said that more companies are getting on board the service and are increasingly keen to tailor content to its users' demands. Publishers have bought into it. They get it. They know that it works, and the checks at the end of the month help, he told GamesIndustry.biz. He said the publishers are telling us we're number two in terms of digital distribution, behind Steam, of course. He says we're getting exclusive demos. Doing a demo is something that's hard to develop. For example, on Red Faction Armageddon, there was an Xbox demo, but not a PlayStation 3 or PC version. They put it on live instead. And this is the first time a platform has been released that doesn't present itself as a direct competitor to other platforms. Launching in the UK last week, OnLive has received some criticism for its pricing structure, in particular with new games, although prices are set by the publishers, not the distributor. However, in the US, where the service launched over 15 months ago, the company has continued to tweak pricing and offers in response to consumer feedback, with Perlman saying it plans to take the exact same approach in the UK. Said the U.S. has been the U.K.'s beta test. We've had 15 months of live experience here, not just on the technology side, but with what users want, how to package the features and build up the game library. He said, try it out. Show your friends. Give us feedback. We change things. That's why we took it to the Eurogamer Expo to begin with. These guys are hardcore gamers, and they will be vocal. This is a new animal, and there's going to be things we have to learn. The whole playback deal, the fact that it even existed, is a result of feedback. This isn't movie streaming. You have to think about it a little differently. He's right.
Mm-hmm.
Our UK consumers currently can buy the OnLive micro console online or from a retail game partner game, although the partnership is likely to be short-lived once the technology is available built into consumer hardware. I don't like that idea. Don't do that. Over the next few weeks, we expect that we'll be announcing TV, Blu-ray, and media players that will be available in the UK with OnLive built in. That's not smart.
No.
I see a fight coming because, you know, Steam is going to say something.
Yes, they are.
Although confident of the service and its offering, Perlman wasn't willing to reveal any target numbers for uptake in the UK, suggesting it's too early to make any predictions on the adoption. He said, it's very hard to know. It's a new animal. In my career, I've launched a lot of new things, and it takes time. He says, in the U.S., we gradually had to build up from 18 games, and some of the early adopters tried it but didn't have enough for them, so they moved on. In the U.K., we have a very robust system with lots of games, a big library. This is one of the most difficult things in the world to predict.
I'm thinking there are enough people over here that are already into Steam that you're going to have a hard time.
I'm not seeing the benefits of me going over there to play online if I have to pay for the service to begin with. You don't have to pay for Steam. And that's part of the reason why so many people love it. I can download it and I can look through, and if I feel like playing, yes. And if I don't feel like playing, I don't have to worry about a fee every month. So I'm not.
Exactly.
I'm not. And believe you me, I understand the streaming games. It is so much easier on your computer, and it's nice, and if it's in HD, it's really nice, but this is one place where I don't want to have to pay. This is where the free-to-play model should come in over here, not on the MMOs. MMOs, I want to pay because I want the kids out, but here... Yeah.
Unfortunately, that doesn't keep them all out because some parents, I'm looking at you, parents.
Mm-hmm. Don't pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Quit sending your kids into my game.
Little demon spawn.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding. Whip your kids. Oh, that sounds like a song I saw earlier. I'm going to send that to you in a little bit. All right. I guess I should pull up the news. Here we go.
I guess I should.
Sorry, I was thinking about the song and the video that went along with it, and I was going to quote a part, but I don't want to be shot.
Daytime?
No, just kind of not good. All right, so GamePolitics.com this morning. I can't talk. Nokia to cut 3,500 jobs. Yeah, all right. So according to reports in developed and MCV, mobile giant Nokia will slash 3,500 manufacturing jobs as part of a series of cost-cutting measures. The Finnish mobile phone company announced that it plans to cut around 1,300 jobs from its location and commerce division and close its CLUG factory in Romania at the cost of another 2,200 staff. Nokia is making good on its promise made in February to cut thousands of jobs from its global business in a bid to save as much as $1 billion. Wow, are they really bleeding that hard?
Yeah, apparently.
Ouch. Nokia CEO Stephen Elop told employees in February that the business was in jeopardy unless drastic measures were taken. A few days after making those comments, he announced that a deal to provide smartphones for Microsoft Windows Phone operating system. After announcing the cuts, Elop said that Nokia will emerge as a more dynamic, nimble, and efficient challenger. He says we must take painful yet necessary steps to align our workforce and operations with our path forward. I would really hate to see Nokia go under, but I really hate to see 3,500 people out of jobs. Oh. I mean, at least with some of these other game developers and whatnot, when they close their doors, their people are allowed to go work in other offices. This doesn't even sound like Nokia is offering anything like that.
That's it. Well, I think they'll be okay. Isn't Nokia the maker of your phone?
No.
Xperia?
No, not. Sony Ericsson.
Oh, okay. Well, somebody picked them up. They need jobs.
Yes.
Help those people out. All right. Is it my turn?
It is your turn.
Mouthful of granola.
I mean, I can read another one if you want me to.
No.
Okay.
It's all right. I can talk a granola in my mouth. I'm skilled.
That's hot.
All right, we got a lovely... Yes, you are. Left of the show. We have a lovely new demo, Dungeons the Dark Lord. And the reason why I said we have a lovely new demo, that demo is being uploaded to our site, so you don't have to go to Miro's site or go find it elsewhere. It's going to be right on our site. But let me tell you about the game. It's going to take a while for it to upload, so you have time. By the time you get off work today, you'll have time to download the demo and play. Of course, you want to be dungeon lords out there? Rejoice. Calypso Media is proud to announce that a PC demo for Dungeons & Dark Lord is now available for download, or will be available for download shortly on our site. You can hone your evil skills as you play Calypso, the Dungeon Lord's despicable ex-girlfriend, in three intensive tutorial levels before jumping into a single-player map from the game's Soul Survival mode. In Soul Survival, you play as the Dungeon Lord himself as you race against the clock to steal soul energy from the hapless heroes who enter your cleverly crafted dungeons. To enter... sending me prawn.
I did.
Just have porn during the show, just so y'all know. Dungeons
her porn every morning. She loves it.
She does. Dungeons the Dark Lord will be available on Windows, PC, across the UK in September 30th. So, guess that's a huge treat because it won't be available here, at least not as far as we know yet. I'll ask after we put up their demo. Dungeons the Dark Lord, of course, is a sequel to the much-loved Dungeons, the game where the more evil you are, the better. Sounds like a game right up my alley.
Yay!
There's a whole slew, they're saying, of exciting new features, including four-player, multiplayer, and three modes. Along with the addition of multiplayer modes, such as Deathmatch and King of the Hill, there's now the ability to play as some of the game's popular bosses, Minos, the Dungeon Lord, the Zombie King, and more. In multiplayer, along with the addition of extensive single-player campaign, a new dungeon setting, and lots of new dungeon gimmicks. Let's see what else I got in here. Ah, they said it's entirely new, fully scripted, and voiced single-player campaign. Ooh. Then there's a new dungeon setting that's going to be Crystal Cage.
We cannot talk.
Wow. With graphics, unique dungeon gimmicks, and, of course, a new boss monster, the Yeti. And, of course, as we told you, you get to play as all those other playable bosses. There's also various dungeon graphic sets and inventories are now available, so I'm guessing you'll be able to build your own dungeon and a new set of skills specifically made for multiplayer modes if you want to check it out, or at least screenshots while you wait for the demo to be up on our site. It always takes so long. Dungeons-thegame.com is where you can go and take a look at some screenshots. I think I will be trying to play this over the weekend sometime since I got it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And please, I do believe it's rated M or above. You guys, if you're little people, just don't. If you're not supposed to be playing it, just don't. You can wait.
Mm-hmm. All right, what have I got next? Oh, I have got dragon eggs. That's exactly what I've got.
Why do you have dragon eggs would be the question.
Because it's awesome.
Dragon eggs are awesome?
Yes, they're yummy.
I will agree. Tell us about these dragon eggs, Ginger.
All right. RGH Entertainment announces first game release under new RGH Games banner. Flying skills and a delicate balance help players deliver precious cargo in the whimsical world of dragon eggs for iOS. All right. So RGH Games, a division of RGH Entertainment, has released its first game for iOS, Dragon Eggs. Created and developed and produced under the leadership of award-winning games industry veteran John Zur Platten, director of digital media, Dragon Eggs is an easy-to-learn and highly addictive physics puzzle game that is great for fun. That is great fun for players of all ages. The game is priced at 99 cents, ooh, less than a dollar, on the App Store right now. All right, so Corbett says, the executive director of RGH Entertainment says, we are excited to be entering the casual gaming arena with a game based on a new character franchise designed to appeal to a global audience. Dragon Eggs is an entertaining, young-at-heart concept which can easily be adapted to the entire spectrum of transmedia platforms and features likable characters that will support a wide variety of licensing and merchandising opportunities. All right, so I guess we've got the new Angry Birds. In the whimsical world of dragon eggs, it's time for the dragons to move their delicate eggs to a safer nest. Players take control of a dragon in flight with an egg on its back, twisting and turning while carefully balancing the precious cargo as they fly in a race against time through challenging courses in richly rendered 3D dragon environments filled with fun and adventure. Platten goes on to say, our goal in creating Dragon Eggs was to have a fun and addictive and engaging puzzle game that would take advantage of the iPad and iPhone as entertainment platforms. In addition to being a great app, it's also an excellent launch title for RGH because it shows not only our commitment to quality and production values, but also the gamers we intend to reach. All right, so what about Dragon Eggs? In the game, you play as Aurella, a mother dragon faced with a big challenge. Your baby dragon, Oswin, is about to hatch, and you need to get him to the safety of a new nest. Flying through a series of twisting and turning caverns, you must keep Oswin's egg balanced on your back as you navigate to your new home past a variety of challenges, including exploding plant pods, waterfalls, lava, water geysers, and splintering ice shards. 45 puzzles across 3 unique, richly detailed worlds keeps every moment exciting and engaging. Easy-to-learn controls mean you'll instantly be airborne and flying. However, you'll be rated on how fast you can make it to your destination. Along the way, you can collect gems, which will allow Aurella to spit fire and negate some of the obstacles you'll face on the journey. Finish all the puzzles, and you'll unlock a special playable character, which will allow you to complete the levels even faster. And there's Game Center support for your achievements so you can compete with your friends. All right, if you head over to GameMatrix.com this morning, I've got some stuff up for you to check out. Even a trailer.
Maybe. No, I'm kidding. I like to tease Ginger because she'll always go, I hear the question of where it's like, maybe? Did she take it down? What happened? What's
maybe
going on?
Did I forget something?
Nah,
yeah,
I'm just teasing.
So mean to me. Do y'all hear this?
No, I am mean to them. I'm not mean to you. That's love, baby.
So
that is love.
Mean to me. Oh,
that is love.
I'm going to cry. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
You know what? I will cut you.
No.
Hold on. She says I'm mean to her. I will not tell y'all what she did to me last night. It was so hurtful.
Oh, encore. I love you, Corey. I love you.
Yeah. All right. So, apparently,
I'm going to find you later and we'll follow you around.
That's what I was planning on doing with you, with a sword. Just walk behind you with a sword.
No.
Ginger, are you aware somebody's following you? The lady in the haute couture. In the big black flowing gown. Why is she following you?
With a sword.
With a sword. And I just realized with my AO, because I have, mine is called Assassin, so I just realized when she crouches down, she does this thing with the sword where she holds it behind her all anime style. Oh, that is so hot.
That's
how I'm gonna walk behind you like that in my gown with the sword behind me. Okay, so anyway, Papaya Mobile is calling women whales. Yeah, before you get angry, it's a good thing. As is customary in games, Papaya Mobile. The face, it's a lot of people's faces went like, what did he say? It was kind of the equivalent of, what'd you say about my mama? Okay, so as is customary in games, Papaya Mobile depends heavily on the tiny proportion of users who pay for goods in social mobile games. And they talked to people over at VentureBeat, and they said, but one of the surprises is that some of the most enthusiastic customers, known as whales, are for the most part, women. Papaya found that 69% of its big spenders in games are women. In hardcore games, he said, most of the men are fanatical customers. But many social media mobile games appeal to women more than men. The data from Beijing-based Papaya shows that when the content suits women, they can be big spenders on games as well. Whales are extremely important to game companies. As Papaya says, they account for 60% of revenue. You see how powerful we are? Who run this mother? Okay. So Papaya makes both a social mobile networking platform and the games that use the platform. Other game developers also use the Papaya platform to make their games more social. These games are free to play, where users play for free and pay real money for virtual items and game. Usually only a percent of players will bother to pay. The company defines whales as customers who pay more than $100 on one game. Now, those whales make up about 4% of the players. Mid-spenders, who spend about $10 to $100 on a game, account for 17% of players. And minnows, who spend less than $10, account for 79% of the users. While whales are 60% of revenue, mid-spenders are 32% of revenue, and minnows are 8%. Whales spend their currency on consumable virtual goods, which expire, such as energy in a game. About 96.65% of whale spending is focused on consumables. For minnows, only 80.93% is spent on consumables, and the rest is spent on durable virtual goods, which don't go away, such as avatars. That would be us. Whales, it seems, have a profound lack of patience. About 86.9% of money that whales spend on consumables is dedicated to accelerators, or things that speed up processes in the game. Yeah, that's about right. So you can, for instance, accelerate the construction of a building in a game by purchasing an accelerator. About 7.5% of consumables purchased by whales are bonus items, which are 0.6% are, of course, time savers. They also posted up a chart that shows graphs how it goes, how much they spend per day. Now, they're saying whales are also more social. They spend 2.5 times more time in a social network sessions than minnows do. The whales also reply to comments in mobile chat rooms about 2.5 times more than minnows do. Whales also do 6 times more updates to their status bars than minnows. In general, Papaya concludes that whales, particularly women, help drive monetization by extending the time of engagement with an app by generating more revenue over a long period of time. Mm-hmm. Didn't know we had all that. Who run the world, girls? I'm going to post it up on our site.
All right. What have I got? I have got zombie drivers. That's exactly what I've got.
Ooh.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. I'm having a little bit of lag here. All right. Here we go. So Zombie Driver HD turns on the wipers and hit the gas. Zombie driving hit coming to consoles in all new HD glory. Exer Studios is proud to announce that Zombie Driver HD is coming to Xbox Live Arcade, the PlayStation Network, and Tegra 2-powered mobile devices. The PC zombie-smashing hit has been vastly expanded, improved, and super-polished for the console audience. Zombie Driver HD features a more varied narrative campaign that is twice as long as the original, adding epic boss fights, demolition missions, new enemies, and special vehicles such as a fire truck, bulldozer, and even a tank. Ooh, I want to drive the tank. As well as many more gameplay enhancements. The gameplay mechanics have received a new round of polish by introducing an improved camera system, a recharging afterburn that will help you get out of tough spots, and a mini-map that will guide you through a labyrinth of zombie-filled streets. In the game's story campaign, you find yourself trapped in a city full of walking corpses without any option to escape, locked in by a military quarantine. I cannot talk. All right, so your only way to survive is to use your driving skills to smash through hordes of zombies and try to save anyone left alive in the city. See, that's where you go wrong. You just leave those people to fend for themselves because you know one of them's already been bit. All right, so if you aren't into complicated plot lines and corporate conspiracy theories, check out the adrenaline-pumping blood race mode full of insane cars, guns, and explosions. It includes three distinct game types that will satisfy all racing and reckless driving fans. In race events, the objective is simple. The first zombie driver past the finish line wins. That is, unless he gets ripped to shreds by his opponent. Ouch. Eliminator events are even simpler to grasp. Destroy as many opponents as you can before the time runs out. And last but not least, endurance events. There's a bomb on your car and it's ticking. Smash zombies, demolish the racetrack, or pass through checkpoints to extend the timer. Not to mention that the entire Blood Race campaign includes 30 different events. The game is so packed with content that even that's not all. The third available game mode is called The Slaughter, and it puts the player in a desperate fight against endless zombie waves on specially crafted arenas. The goal is to survive as long as possible, make huge kill combos, and show your friends who is the best zombie driver on the leaderboard. That would be me. All right, so if you want to check more of this out, head over to GameNatrix.com this morning. I do have a screenshot, and I do have some videos up for you, some trailers. Check it out.
And what if we want naked pictures of Ginger?
You can go back to bed and dream.
and with that, we need to take us a break.
Break time. Look at that.
See, y'all have made the Ginger angry. All right.
I'm not angry. No way. I'm in a good mood.
Really?
Really?
Wait till I tell you what I'm going to tell you after the show. We'll see.
Uh-oh.
I'm kidding. That's just all honest. Everybody will like, oh, I wonder what she told her. Nothing. I just like to keep y'all on your toes. All right. So you guys know where to find us. We'll be on twice later on tonight. I think Ginger will be with us. I think Blasters is on a short vacay.
Yay.
It's a good vacay.
It is a good vacay.
A very good vacay.
We need pictures from the vacay. Just saying.
He ain't gonna share pictures.
He better.
No, he don't share pictures. Well, he does, but there's nothing we can show you until you want to leave.
No. We're not going to show pictures. I will see pictures.
No, I meant that exactly how it sounds. There's nothing we can show up or tell in person.
Bad. Oh, no.
Some of the things that man says. All right. So you guys know where to find us, as I said, GameNH.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com, BlogTalk, Second Life. Where else are we this week?
Lord of the Rings Online.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, look for, I think it's Gendrian,
I like it. And of course, check back later on this afternoon when I'm playing Adventures of Dark Lark demo. And we don't have any throttle feed downloads to your heart and content, lovely.
Goodbye, my only friend. Oh, did you think I meant you? That would be funny if it weren't so sad. Well, you had been replaced. I don't need anyone now. When I delete you, maybe I'll stop feeling so bad. You'll make the music dance. That's what I'm counting on. You're someone else.
All right. Shortly, we'll be on the other side of this break. Just know that you can listen to us streaming anytime, all day, every day.
All day, every day.
Take that however you want. Wow. Amazing. Okay, so anyway, I see all kinds of stuff that's good news. So it's like, what do we share? But I'll tell you the stuff you want to know about, which is Nintendo 3DS hardware has surged in sales again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it keeps going up and down and up and down. Once again, they topped the weekly Japanese hardware charts, I went all Scottish then, didn't I? Or Irish or something. Wow. They topped the weekly Japanese hardware charts last week, outselling the PlayStation 3 and the PSP combined. Not that impressive since they're older consoles, 3DS, but I guess good. For the week ended September 25th, data from tracking firm Media Create, and as reported by NeoGAF, shows that the 3DS sold a total of 70,159 units, up more than 10,000 compared to the previous week. Sales of both the PlayStation 3 and the PSP were up around 3,000 each, while sales of the Nintendo Wii declined to 14,000, down over 1,000 week on week. Wow. The Xbox saw a surge in sales as well, up to 3,897 sales compared to the previous week, 1,295, no doubt due to the release of Gears of War. Elsewhere, the DSi, LL, DSi, and PS2 saw little changes in sales figures combined to the previous week. The PSP Go continued to hold on for dear life with a total of 15 sales for the entire week. 15?
Hold on for dear life. Wow.
15. Wow. Mm-hmm. Of course, Kama Sutra does have a numerical breakdown if you're into that sort of thing, which sometimes we are, but really I'm not paying attention until we get the Vita out to go head-to-head with the 3DS, and it really doesn't make much of a difference how much they're selling just yet. When Vita comes out, then we will be watching like freaking hawks and probably fighting about it over here. You know how we roll.
Yes. We roll with punches.
That's about right, too.
Yeah. Woo-woo. All right. I have got more news.
More?
How UK's Talk is ruining OnLive for its customers. Have we already done this one? We talked about OnLive, but okay.
I don't know. Tell us. I don't know.
Last week, OnLive launched in the United Kingdom, and though it may have had a hiccup here and there, when it launched, the service mostly went off without a hitch. But customers of ISP TalkTalk noticed that they were having a lot of trouble connecting with the service during peak evening hours, according to a Torrent Freak report. At first, customers thought this was OnLive's end. But a little bit of digging found that TalkTalk had been throttling connections because the OnLive data traffic was being misread as P2P file sharing traffic. Most of the problems TalkTalk users experienced with OnLive occurred during the peak hours between 6 p.m. and 12 a.m. Besides throttling connections, TalkTalk's applications to deal with P2P traffic is also cutting customers off from the service completely. When it comes to P2P traffic, TalkTalk is not shy about how it manages such traffic. It does whatever it can to curtail it during peak hours. Torrent Freak also points out that because OnLive uses UDP connections to transfer game data, TalkTalk's traffic shaping equipment is likely mistaking it for P2P traffic. A TalkTalk spokesperson told Torrent Freak when asked about the OnLive programs, the issue has been raised with our network team, and we are currently investigating. Customers of the ISP feel that they are being ignored and that their subscription to OnLive is being wasted. OnLive user and TalkTalk subscriber Dawid told Torrent Freak, "I basically feel that my money spent on OnLive is being wasted. From 8 until 16:30, I have no use for the service as I would wait until midnight to have access, which is unrealistic. People need to have good sleep, right?" All right, so opponents of data throttling have yet another reason to point out why the practice is questionable. It can discriminate against data related to valid and legal activities. This is true, and I think TalkTalk, if you've been informed about this, you should fix this issue. And, like, right now. Inquiry's all quiet, or I got disconnected?
Oh, no, I'm talking and just muted. Okay. How about that? Mm-hmm, because I'm crazy. All right, I've been hearing a lot about this game, Dark Souls, and for some reason it has escaped our notice, but I hear it is absolutely excellent.
Is it?
Yes, and it's, I don't know if it came out here, honestly. Y'all think we know everything. We do know a lot. We're awesome, but, you know, some things we just don't know. Of course, Dark Souls surpassed the 250,000 Japanese sales its opening weekend. And it, of course, dominated the Japanese sales charts last week. It saw over half of the top 20 spots taken by new releases. For the week ending on September 25th, data from tracking firm Media Create and NeoGAF shows that Dark Souls sold 279,567 units in its opening weekend. Sony's Ico, Shadow of the Colossus limited box had to settle for second place with 91,902 units sold in total. Down the bottom of the chart, PS2 release Ico on its own entered at number 20. Shadow of the Colossus on its own jumped in at number 14. I've been dying to play Shadow of the Colossus. Keep hearing that it's great. Wow. So this is a whole bunch of top 10. But I'm interested in Dark Souls. What is it about? I went to their website yesterday, but did not get to look at the premise of the game. But I keep hearing all this stuff from my Japanese peeps that are like, "You've got to play. How do I get me a copy?"
Hey, Japanese peeps, send us one.
Because I don't think when we looked at the contact information, it's actually in Japanese. So I don't know who I'm talking to or what I'm saying to them. I might type a character and it's just wrong. So
and then we'll be apologizing.
I'm so sorry.
We didn't mean it like that. My bad.
They'll be cussing at us in Japanese, which is kind of hot, but still, it's cussing at us in Japanese. I'm just saying. All right. Well, you know what? I do have some other interesting news that I just got in. Hang on, if I can get it to load, because, you know, as you all know, Firefox is hating all of us.
Firefox is being a rude little not nice thing that I can't say on air.
Yes. Okay, well, apparently Adidas has unveiled what they're calling the intelligent football boot called the AdiZero F50 powered, and it's going to be powered by MeCoach. Yes, that little thing for the week.
Okay, yeah.
It's supposed to, and I have one, actually. Okay, so it's a, wow. It says, it's blah, 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 blah. Yeah, it'll come out eventually. Blah, 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 blah. And then Firefox decided to reload my page. Wow. Let me read it from the email, what I have of the email at least. The MeCoach, of course, turns the AdZero F50 into the ultimate digital training tool by letting you track and upload performance data, including your speed, maximum speed, number of sprints, distance at high intensity levels, and time. The AdZero F50 boot includes a cavity in the console unit, which houses the revolutionary MeCoach speed cell, which is, if you have one, it's usually the thing that clips onto you. So it tells how many steps you did, but this is a little bit more advanced. Of course, this particular one is supposed to capture 360-degree movement, and it measures key performance metrics, including your speed, average speed, which is recorded every second, your maximum speed recorded every 5 seconds, the number of sprints you've done, the distance at high intensity levels, steps, and stride rates. The onboard memory stores all of your measurements during your game, just like it normally does, or training for up to 7 hours. Then it wirelessly transmits the pitch performance data to your tablet, PC, or Mac. Usually also, and I don't know if this is for sure, we'd have to find out, but also your DS or DSi, I believe. Available material, I think we can get some shots of the boots. I'll post them. They are so cool looking. If this light on the bottom is real, I must have this.
They light up?
There's a, where the MeCoach goes on the bottom is a light. Must have it, because there's a light on the bottom. Must have it.
Yes. That sounds so awesome.
I will run just because there's a light on the bottom, so I can see people stopping going, "What is that on? What are those shoes? Adidas."
Yeah, look at my shoes.
With the MeCoach on the bottom, I even know how fast I'm running.
That is hot. That is so... You got to tell me more about that.
I'm getting ready to post it up on our site because we have a new, I don't want to say media partner, but they like us. They're sending us all kinds of cool things.
Ooh.
Okay, as it turns out, because I'm loading the screenshots they sent, the MeCoach, the new one, is the one that actually glows. And when you put it in your Adidas, yes, there is a glow on the bottom. Oh, my
yes!
God.
That is so awesome.
must have. There's tons of pictures. We'll have them up for you guys shortly. Probably by the time you hear this. Want it.
Yes.
Oh, my God. These are beautiful. Ginger's like, get them up already. I know.
Mm-hmm,
I know.
I want to see them.
Some of the screenshots is with Leo Messi, who is also hot. Wow.
Yes, that is always very nice.
Leo. We're nothing but the shoes, boy. We're nothing but the shoes.
That's hot. Mm-hmm. All right. So Businesses War on February 24th, 2012, with the launch of Syndicate. From satellite tracking to GPS to geocaching, the world is hooked on technology. It's not impossible to imagine a time when we slip one step further and move from external devices to internal, literally implanting chips inside people. Prosthetic limbs already prove that the relationship between organic and manufactured can yield incredibly positive results. So why not chip technology? Maybe it could really happen. And if it did, would it be used for the greater social good or for corporate profit? These are the types of ethical and moral questions asked by EA's cult classic Syndicate back in 1993. Now on February 21st, 2012, gamers will again contemplate these same questions as they play through an action-packed epic sci-fi shooter adventure in EA and Starbreeze's remake of the game. Set in 2069, Syndicate takes players into a dark Machiavellian? I can't say the word. World where corporations are vying for corporate dominance with no government oversight. The people become the casualty of this war as these corporations have their technology and power to influence the public via biochips installed in their heads. Ooh, that's scary. Syndicate blends fast-paced action and futuristic settings with innovative chip breach gameplay to provide a unique and brutal sci-fi first-person shooter experience. And the game players take on the role of Miles Kylo, Eurocorp's latest prototype agent. Through DART 6 biochip technology implanted in their heads, gamers can dilate downtime, see through walls, breach the digital world and enemies around them using a variety of upgradable hacking mechanics. Gamers that reserve Syndicate will receive the executive package at no extra charge, which includes unique perks for the game's deep four-player co-op campaign. Like every good executive, players with the executive package will be able to stand out amongst their friends as they flaunt their solid gold versions of all loadout guns, utilize golden dart vision, and showcase the executive gold Syndicate logos during co-op missions. Yeah, because, you know, gold doesn't stand out when you're trying to, you know, be inconspicuous and blend into the shadows, right? So, Syndicate will be available on February 24th, 2012 in Europe for the PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and PC. If you want more information, head over to GameNatrix.com this morning. I've got links for you. I've got video for you. Check it out.
Fantabulous. Yes. Now we are down to our 2 minutes till game time.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth and long punt. Oh, I'm sorry. Football season. that might not have been right.
No.
Was it right? Did I get it right?
Maybe,
possibly.
Mm-hmm.
I am so crazy today. These vitamins have me all over the place. This is going to be an interesting day, to be sure. Somebody's going to get hurt. And I've already picked out the first person that's about to get cut.
Uh-oh.
You all will not get to witness the cutting, but it's already been happening. It's about to go down now.
Somebody's in trouble.
Watch for the blood spray.
It's not me. I didn't do it.
No, it wasn't you. It was not you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I was being good little ginger today.
Yes, you were. You said very good ginger.
Yes,
she is. It's a good. I'm still mad at you from last night, though. You hurt my feelings.
Oh, no. I'll come around.
Don't. Well.
Yes, I will.
Anyway.
And I'll have them hanging off your ankle.
See, that doesn't sound right. See you guys tomorrow. We're not sure what time tomorrow. We're trying out some different times. Tell us how you like it.
Girls, mwah.